Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Tragedy unfolding on Long Island, where we're told now four people were killed in that wrong-way crash on the Southern State Parkway this morning. Police say the driver of a sedan was going west in the eastbound lanes. This was near exit 29 in North Massapequa. The car hit an SUV. Four people were inside. A third vehicle tried to get around this crash but struck the sedan. A motorcycle also involved in the crash. The wrong-way driver was killed. Three people in the SUV. Police have not released any names in that crash that shut down the highway for hours. Amid a flurry of complaints, staffing and safety conditions in schools, Mayor de Blasio is reaffirming schools are opening on Monday. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
After delaying it once, Mayor de Blasio is standing his ground, making it clear next Monday is the school start date.
I understand the unions will advocate and they will raise concerns, but a friendly reminder, everyone, the Department of Education, City Hall, we are the people who provide the services to our parents and our kids.
Then the mayor said it directly after noting,
we've made very clear what all the preparations have been. We've been talking about it for weeks and weeks. School is opening on Monday the 21st.
Regarding complaints of inadequate staffing, the mayor said the 2,000 teachers the city just announced it has hired, as he put it, will solve the problem by and large. If not, he said, we'll take another step. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
But to hear it from the teachers in New York City, there are still problems. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has been in the Bronx.
Teachers were doing their lesson plans, sitting in the courtyard of the playground at PS 209, working outside because conditions are not safe inside, says ESL teacher Allison Bamford.
We want the building to open on Monday, but right now it is not safe. So until our ventilation system is fixed, our building is not safe to welcome back all of our students and families.
She says they alerted the DOE last week of the lack of ventilation in the hallways, stairwells, and bathrooms. The teachers' union says schools are not ready to open right now. They are particularly concerned about testing and tracing after more than 50 teachers tested positive for COVID. Not a large percentage, but UFT President Michael Mulgrew says the city was not quick enough to inform the schools on next steps. In the Bronx, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Minutes ago, you heard Governor Phil Murphy from New Jersey here on WCBS saying that he can have some confidence that there is not a spike in corona, not a spike being caused by in-person transmission in schools with the school year underway in New Jersey. But he also told us that time will tell, and they're watching those numbers in New Jersey as the school year unfolds. Even as kids are supposed to return to school, many of their parents are still working remotely. Mayor de Blasio said today he'd like to see workers back on the job, back in the office.
For a lot of sort of smaller and mid-level employers, of course, start to bring people back as soon as you feel ready. We want to make sure that this city comes back to life, unquestionably.
J.P. Morgan Chase and L'Oreal have asked workers to return to the office. Google, on the other hand, has told people they can work from home through June. Well, if not for this smoky film overhead, it would be a bright, sunny day, and we'd be holding on to what's left of summer. But yeah, touch of fall in the air today. Here's Bob Larson live. Bob.
It definitely is. Looking at a high of 68 this afternoon, which is the average high here on October 4th. So certainly a preview of fall. Hazy sunshine as we go through the afternoon. Mainly clear tonight. Still upper-level haze and smoke. Another cool night. A low of 57 in the city, upper 40s in outlying areas. Mostly sunny and hazy tomorrow. Turning milder tomorrow afternoon, a high up to 75. It's currently 60 in Middlebury, 64 in Somerville, 63 in Midtown with a high of 68.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.